Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th day of July. I'm your host, Paul White. It is a Sunday. I hope you're somewhere today worshiping the Lord or with your family, resting and relaxing if possible. Maybe it's work day for you and none of those things are possible. Find some time sometime this week and assemble with the believers if you can. Enjoy your community whenever you can find it. I always like to encourage that. I don't think there's any substitute for the journey being done in community at some level, whether it's family or a group of fellow believers or whatever. Enjoy. One announcement today. Next Sunday morning, August the 1st, I will be at the Living Word Church in Leesburg, Missouri, with Pastor Dan Morrison and his wonderful congregation. We have privilege to go to Leesburg a couple times a year, and we're trying to do more than that, but we just haven't been able to get through much lately. So the family and I traveling into Missouri for a few days of much needed R&R, and we're going to cap it off with a Sunday morning with our friends at Living Word Church. Would you come see us? We'd love to see you there. You can find the address at paulwhiteministries.com/schedule or look at the Paul White Ministries Facebook page to tell you how to find it, 10:30 a.m. Central Time next Sunday morning. Well, yesterday, we were in Genesis 3:1. The snake says to the woman, "Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" I told you that according to Genesis 1, Adam and Eve were given dominion over everything that crawled upon the earth. So the snake is punching above his weight class. He is throwing questions. And I want to go back a few days. I've also told you that you have to confront the snake that's in your garden. So you might say, well, what is Eve even bothering for with this snake? If she has dominion over him, shouldn't she ignore him? No, you can't ignore it because it's asking a question. What you have to do is you have to know who you are and what the truth is so that you don't allow the question to throw you off. He says, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" That indeed is a question within a question. Did God really say this? You know, are you sure what God said? Now listen to the woman's response in Genesis 3:2. "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden," verse 3, "but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Okay, we're allowed to eat all the trees that are in the garden, except there's one, and we're not allowed to eat it or touch it. But God never said you can't touch it. She says God said you can't touch it. And I think this is an example. This is not just semantics. I think this is an example of when you don't know the truth about who you are, when you start to question your identity, when you start to question whatever it is that's been revealed to you, be careful. I didn't say questions are bad. In fact, I think questions are quite beneficial. But look for the answers in truth. Know those answers in truth, because where you don't have that base of truth, you begin to add things to the conversation. God said, don't eat it or don't touch it. God didn't say, don't touch it. God said, don't eat it. I think this is an indicator that there becomes a level of confusion as we confront the serpent with anything less than truth. Because what will happen is we'll become tangled and we will begin to sort of major in minors. We will begin to have issues, and this goes across the board to a lot of things in our lives. But when we confront the serpent, we have to confront it with truth. There's no other way. No lie comes from the truth, 1 John 2 says. And what that means is that when you know the truth, whatever that truth is, and I know we go, well, Jesus is truth, but they don't have Jesus in Genesis 3, but they do have truth. And the truth is they've been made in the likeness and the image of God, and they begin dominion over that which crawls. And not remembering that she's in God's image, and not remembering that she has dominion over that which is fighting her, is going to cost her. And one of the first ways it manifests is in confusion. She starts to add to the conversation. She's adding what doesn't need to be added. And as she adds it, she goes deeper and deeper into this issue. It becomes more and more of a problem. We may eat of the trees of the fruit of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, don't eat it, nor touch it, lest you die. And the serpent responds, you will not surely die. Now, this has caused a lot of questions, and we dealt with some of these in Genesis 2 when God told them not to eat it, lest they die. And then the serpent says, you shall not surely die. This is a blatant lie, unless, once again, you are looking at death as physical death. They don't fall over and die. And in that case, then what the snake is saying is true. But the snake isn't saying truth. The snake is a liar. It's part of what he does. He's lying about her condition. He's lying about who she is. He's lying about what God thinks of her in so many respects. And so once again, you shall not surely die is not... I don't think death had anything to do with her falling over dead. And so maybe this confusion about what death really is comes from the snake. Because Adam and Eve, according to God, are most surely going to die. But as we said before, it has little to do with the physical and more to do with they died to the knowledge of who they were. And they're even confused about what that death looks like. I think people are still confused about what that death looks like. I think if you haven't come to the knowledge of father-son familial relationship with God, then you are in a state of spiritual death. I don't know if there's degrees to it or levels to it. I don't think that's for me to say. I don't determine people's spiritual life and death, but I do think that you are in a state of spiritual death to some extent where you do not understand the familial family love of God. That's the Father and the Son. That 1 John 2 that talks about Antichrist says that a man can't deny the Father and the Son. If he does, that is Antichrist. What's that mean? Well, not understanding who the Father is, who the Son is, and your relationship inside of that Father and Son, I think, is a level of spiritual death. You don't have to live there. Paul said, we were dead in our sins and our trespasses. Now, we're not anymore. Jesus said, if a man be dead, though if he believe, he can live. So the serpent's lying when he says, you shall not surely die, unless you see physical death as the answer. Then he's not dying. All right, then he's not lying. Again, I don't think physical death was in the purview. I think the death to who they are was in the purview. And God will spend the rest of the Bible to get them back. And that's what happens at Calvary's cross. All right, that's enough for today. We will move a little deeper. We jumped up through verse 4. That's quite a big day for us. We'll move on tomorrow. See you then. God bless.